אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom Australia. Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has assured that, quote, Labor has always been and remains a strong friend and supporter of the State of Israel, and that will never change. Yet, in the face of this, there's been a storm over the ALP's policy on the Israeli-Palestinian issue. It comes as a 2018 ALP Federal Conference resolution calling on the next Labor government to recognize Palestine as a state was included as a statement in detail within a draft platform for the party's special conference at the end of this month. And it remains, though, a non-binding resolution on an actual future Labor government. So Penny Wong said Labor supports an enduring and just two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict based on the right of Israel to live in peace within secure borders internationally recognized and agreed by the parties, and reflecting the legitimate aspirations of the Palestinian people to also live in peace and security within their own state. The 2018 resolution reiterated this position, she said, and reflected the desire of the conference to recognize Palestine as a state. The inclusion of the resolution, which was omitted from earlier versions of the draft platform for this upcoming conference, led to the Australian newspaper speculating that Labor is preparing to officially recognise a Palestinian state. There's been some responses from the Australian Jewish community and also from some Australian Jewish Labor MPs. The Liberal Friends of Israel concurred this week with an op-ed written by former Jewish Labor MP Michael Danby, who claimed there were far more pressing issues that the Labor Party needed to address, and by prioritising the Palestinian cause, it was making Labor unelectable. Peter Wertheim, who is the co-CEO of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, wrote an opinion piece for the AJN on its front page about this. He said what the Labor Party is proposing is, on the surface, a symbolic rather than a substantive change. He said, although symbolism matters, it will not bind a future ALP government to recognise a state of Palestine, but nevertheless, it is disappointing, he writes, that the wording fails to come to grips with the sea change that has occurred in the politics of the Middle East over the last 2 weeks. He concluded one would have expected the National Conference of the Party of Australia's alternative government to have welcomed the normalisation of relations between Israel and Bahrain, the UAE, Sudan and Morocco, and would have had to say something more positive about Israel's efforts in vaccinating its citizens, Jews and Arabs, Muslims and Christians against COVID-19, its efforts to establish peace throughout the Arab world.
You're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Chandi Ziatnik, senior journalist at the AJN, and with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, $25 million, the largest bequest ever, is going to be given to Jewish care.
Yeah, that's a huge amount, $25 million. Believed to be the largest of any bequest that the Jewish community has seen for any organization. Julie Lowy, who passed away in August 2019, aged 97, has left that huge amount to Jewish care, and her legacy changed many lives as well as the cultural landscape of Sydney too. Jewish care president John Sandler said, "We are honored to have received this bequest. It will enable Jewish care to continue to fulfill its role as the major service provider in the community in New South Wales, while greatly reducing the organisation's annual allocation from JCA. And the Jewish Care Foundation Trust was formed in 2011 with the aim of making Jewish care more self-reliant. So Julie's generosity will help this to become a reality."
Can you tell us something about Julie Lowy?
Yes, she was born Juliana Zilis in Budapest, Hungary, in 1922, and Lowy and her family were victims of two extreme political systems, the Nazis and then Hungary's communist regime. She married Pista, which is anglicised as Stephen, in January 1949, and they emigrated to Sydney in 1957. After arriving, they established many blossoming landmark hospitality and dining establishments, including the Rhapsody Cafe in King's Cross, followed by the original Cosmopolitan in Double Bay, which helped to establish the area as an epicenter of the Hungarian community. And they also opened the Glenview Hotel on the North Shore and its Bellevue restaurant, which became well known for its high-quality European food and Hungarian gypsy music and dancing.
So there's no connection to the Lois from Westfield?
No, they're completely different families.
Right. Shane, Australian professor was honoured with an Israeli prize.
Yes, University of New South Wales's Professor Alison Bashford is among an eminent cohort of seven academics to be awarded Israel's prestigious Dan David Prize. Science historian Bashford has shared the $1 million prize for work in the field of history of health and medicine with academics at Harvard and Princeton in the U.S. Established 20 years ago, the prize, headquartered at Tel Aviv University, annually honours outstanding contributions of globally inspiring individuals and organisations that expand knowledge of the past and enrich society in the present. Bansford said, "I never imagined that historical work I pursued decades ago on the global management of infectious disease would be played out before us with such force, as in COVID-19 now. This is all a reminder of how history is part of our present in all matters, and I'm grateful that the Dan David Board recognises each year the significance of analysis of the human past, and I'm honoured to be this year's laureate," she said. And the ceremony will take place online in May.
Before we go, there are lots of tributes to Zev Bashan, who passed away a few weeks ago.
Yes, he passed away in Israel last month, and he's been described as smart, considered and knowledgeable, an unsung hero and an outstanding professional and friend to almost anyone who crossed his path. Some key things that he'll be remembered for in the Jewish community: in addition to serving as JNF New South Wales president from 2003 to 2006, Bashan was national vice president, co-founded Hatzofim, which is Israeli Scouts Australia, and the Mo'adon, and he was also Zionist Council of New South Wales's vice president.
Yeah, we'll all miss him because he was the driving force behind the Mo'adon, the Israeli club in Sydney. And as you said, also with the, he was working for the JNF and for the Hatzofim movement, and he helped many people behind the scene. And we'll all miss Ze'ev Bashan Zal, Zichrono Livracha. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.